Here. Yeah. One level, of course, is the involved processing, which everybody in the forum is pretty well aware of. But for the total perspective effect, it's a combination of two things. It's a mechanical change to the speakers, and a bit like Polk, the speakers become two speakers within one. Mm-hmm. And there is a separate processor which drives the effect of total perspective. But to me, it creates a freedom where you don't care where you sit in the room. Even where you were standing, David, before and off to the side, and you get the same frontal image positioning consistent from all positions in the room. You experienced that too yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, and as I was trying to describe verbally, you have the pinpoint localization that you want, but there's a palette of sound that goes that just is complete, totally seamless across the front that disappears the moment you go to the 7.1 track, which everything just falls to that center.
Yeah.
It has to be demonstrated. You have to hear it. Once you hear it, you will understand the importance of it, and the idea that it's, you only need the two channels to extract all this information. You don't need the five separate channels.
That's very true. One other way you can go about it, and this is quite interesting, is where you do a full encode and decode, where you grab the four or five channels, you then encode that into two channels, and then you decode it. And what we find is, yeah, it's pretty faithful, all right, but on our tests with test audiences and people, we find there's a slight preference always towards the encoded, decoded method than going straight from the discrete. And the reason for that is that, yeah, okay, we put the stuff around the room where you want it to be. If you've got a bell or a whistle going off in the back right-hand corner, it will be there. But what we tend to do when we encode from the five-channel mix, we actually tend to pull out more surround information and side fills and information around the room that is usually missed, I should say, on the 5.1 recording.
And I verify that. I heard that, and I'm that is absolutely the fact. It's not even, I mean, there's nothing subtle about this. This is like hit you over the head. Oh my God, yeah. This is so much better, and I'm only listening to two channels as a source.
Yeah. The other aspect of this is that in this room we're at now, we have the facility, and David touched on it before, of doing a full 3D. We've got it configured at the moment. It's just a straight circular sound field. But software permitting, in terms of media, we can, with four data channels, do a full 3D. And we've done that before in America, in fact, where we managed to... using an ambisonic source, decoded that, and we created a full 3D environment with stuff flying over their head and everything. And again, it didn't matter the damn where you sat in the room.
Well, just to say, when you discussed this sounded a great deal to me like Lexicon, who had a new system called Quantum Surround, which they were going to come out with, and they gave some explanation they couldn't get a chip or something, and then they killed it. And this sounds similar, but you have done it. In other words, you actually have the piece of equipment that works. You can do it. And I will tell you, listening to this in this room, even though this was not that 3D, it is one of the most immersive sound fields I've ever heard.
But the importance of it is that a lot of the media, like your DVDs, your Blu-rays, etc., they're all more than two channels. They've got four or five channels on there. And so we don't need any more than four channels to present a full 3D soundscape in an environment if required. And I think that's quite important. But one of the other points I was saying before to Dwight was that, believe it or not, the most common format out there today is still stereo. It's not DVDs, it's not Blu-rays, it's stereo because you look around, you've got records, you've got tapes, you've got CDs, DVDs, you've got broadcast transmission through television, radio, FM, YouTube, iTunes, you name it. It's a two-channel format. The average person out there is starting to get confused. I get confused with all the new formats coming out. And so the mass market understands stereo. They're familiar with it. It doesn't scare you. We are totally compatible with stereo. You just basically grab that stereo stream and put it through our processing and hopefully everybody will be happy. Also, the other factor is it's the surround effect is not bit rate or data rate dependent, is the word I'm searching for, thank you, in that if you ran it through YouTube, you'll get the very same surround effect. Yes, we'll get a higher quality presentation of the acoustic detail and the fine points using better speakers, better media, but the actual surround effect is the same.
Well, I'm going to go back to David here before we're going to close down here in a minute. But I want everybody else to put in their last words here.
Oh, just my last words following on from Charlie's is that it makes it incredibly easy for the format to become ubiquitous, basically, because it's already compatible with recorded media.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you put it into your car or into your, you take the signal off your television or anywhere else, you get a full surround sound. And I think it's important that almost all of you will have listened to most things over your life in stereo. And the reason was, it probably was the best format to listen to. But in fact, our ears are surround sound. We hear in surround sound. The question is now, or do you have a format good enough to surpass stereo? And I think Involve is definitely that.
The other thing, just touching on what Dawson said there too, is that the Involve recording format, which is the two-channel Involve stream, sounds exactly like stereo. There's no difference when you listen to it. Unlike, say, a QS stream, which sounded compressed, we don't have that problem. When you decode it out, it sounds just like a proper surround. It is universal, and I think that's important.